from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The sweet sounds of the 70s. 1974 to be exact, Shine.
That is correct.
Rejoin theme this morning because of a discussion earlier on the program. You can text us at any time on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. 617 text, obscure reference on adults traveling on their own, solo. Ken Laird and Disney, Curtis. That's from 617 Dexter, yeah. Which was kind of a weird thing that Ken used to do.
Yeah, he would consider it a European vacation when he would country hop solo at Epcot.
And 339 Dexter says, be honest, Greg, how many solo vacations have you been on? None. Right. I wouldn't do it, but
it's
I don't.
Weird.
But I'm not like Wiggy, where I say you're a weirdo if you like to travel alone. People
you don't have like a group of friends?
Weird. It is weird to go to Disney for your honeymoon, though, Greg.
No, I don't think that was weird.
No, that's very weird.
That's so really weird.
I think we got
you're
like
a Disney adult.
No, I think we got free passes.
It's
or something.
A place designed for children.
It was. Yeah. It was because I'm frugal. That was the reason. But
can you sleep at Cinderella's castle?
No,
too?
No.
They do have a room there.
No, the service at Disney is exemplary. They like do an unbelievable.
You take a bunch of photos with Mickey and Minnie.
No one ever. No. Now, Wiggy, are you okay if you travel solo, but you're on like a group trip, like what Danielle does for people?
Be
like
careful.
People go on a group trip and they go like all go.
Well,
get to know each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, see, I don't want that. Why wouldn't go with like a group of your friends?
Well, maybe you're, you know, you want to meet new friends.
People want awful. Different things on vacation. Mm-hmm. Like Julia Hill had this giant idea for a vacation this summer. I think I brought it up in the show where we would go hiking in Peru.
All right. Machu Picchu.
In the Andes.
Okay.
You know, me,
you wouldn't last
me, Jen, her, and Breeze.
Like right. Sleeping outside?
And it was, yeah, like a big thing. You hike in.
You would fire the Sherpa.
I said, no, I don't want that. I want to sit somewhere and like have a umbrella drink and, you know, read a book or something. I don't want to be, I don't want to exert myself on vacation. But people love those. Like,
but that's,
but,
that's
but you're so judgmental
no,
of other
not,
people.
It's that, that's a group of people that you're with. You're going someplace and you're going there to kind of for the memories and the scenery. When you go by yourself as an adult, you now it's about you having to meet people in order to communicate. Like, you're going to a place where you don't know nobody, and you're just going there by your... I find that...
Yeah, that's part of the adventure.
What adventure? You don't have, like, a group of friends or a friend say, hey, buddy, I'm going to a girl's trip or a guy's trip. Hey,
Chime, have you gone on a vacation by yourself?
I mean, like...
You take a lot of vacations.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you traveled by yourself?
Yeah, I've traveled by myself. Yeah.
What do you mean you travel? Greg just asked you if you went on a vacation by yourself, and you were like, then you go, yeah, I travel. Where have you gone by yourself?
Do you count going to the PGA Championship by myself?
Yes.
No, that's an event. I don't
out of state?
No, you went with Lauren. You drove
No, I didn't.
With,
I went by myself. She did not go. She would never go to a golf event.
And she went with you, but not to the tournament.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
I went by myself.
Yeah, that counts.
That's like going to Disney by yourself.
My father just got back from, like, he went down to Florida to learn how to scuba dive.
By himself.
Yeah, by himself. Yeah. That's what, especially like when you're older and divorced, sometimes you kind of have to, like, by necessity.
People who say
they want to go on trips.
People who say.
Do you smash any randos down in Florida?
Oh, hey, I don't ask those questions to my father. Like, you might have that conversation with Brees and Julia. I do not ask my father. What he does in his free time, he does in his free time.
Does he know anybody now in Florida?
No, not a soul.
Yeah, that's strange.
Wiggy is so freaked out.
Yeah, that is weird to me.
You just can't understand.
I don't understand
what other,
that.
What
I'll
other
never understand
like what they do.
No, it's not. I don't understand what they like. Like you know, Julia talking about the hiking trip. Okay, yeah. I get it. I'll never understand why grown adults are like, oh, I'm going to Cancun by myself.
I could never do it.
If I could afford it, I would go to London tomorrow
by yourself.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I was there, but with my family. I live there.
So you would just sit at a restaurant alone?
I would go to pubs. Yeah, I would just explore.
And
yeah,
Greg, 100%. You're so full of it. If you're on a trip. If you and DMs go for a fun weekend into New Orleans, and you see a person, male or woman, male or female, that's seated at the bar by themselves on vacation, you're like, ooh, I wonder what's wrong with that person.
No, I usually think they're hired help.
I wouldn't be worried about it at all.
I think immediately if I see a woman, you know, dressed really nicely at a bar alone, I'm like, she's...
Hi and help.
A hooker? That,
yeah.
You call I'm judgmental. Maybe she's just there on business.
That's where my mind goes to immediately.
Oh, I thought hired help meant like a nanny. Oh,
No.
That's a prostitute?
Yeah.
Jesus. Talk about me being judgmental. I would have thought like they're there on business.
I feel like every time you watch a TV show or a movie and there's a woman, you know, dressed really nicely, gorgeous, sitting
she's
at the bar.
She's a prostitute?
Yeah.
Do you think people at a bar in L.A. right now think Ken's a prostitute?
Maybe.
Oh, speaking of television, we're going to have to do They Said It at 7:20. Is that
fine? Yeah.
Because I want enough time. So we'll get to They Said It in 10 minutes. Please stay here for it. What did you make of the series finale on Presumed Innocent last night?
What a roller coaster of emotions. I thought it was great. I thought it tied everything up with a perfect bow. I thought it was really, really well done. I literally hit play on the finale. Wiggy texts our group message. And again, there could be spoilers right now. So I'm letting you know right now, if you have not watched yet, you do not want to know what we're talking about. We are about to talk about Presumed Innocent, the finale. Wiggy texts, Courtney, right again, Presumed Innocent. I'm like, oh my God, Wiggy just ruined it for me. I look at Santo, I'm fuming. I text the group message back a million times. I'm like, I just turned this on. I've avoided spoilers all day. So now I'm harumphing throughout the entire finale. Gets to the end. It's not the person I said it was going to be.
I know. What was Wiggy talking about?
He said today, because we had a separate conversation about how there was going to be a season two. And I said, Wiggy, I think they're going to end it with a resolution.
Right, like a true detective.
Yes, and then there will be a new season with a new cast for the season two. And that's what's going to happen. But the way you worded the text message made it seem like who I thought the killer was.
Well, I didn't even know who you thought the killer was.
I thought it was the...
Who did you think it was?
I thought it was the assistant DA.
Tommy Malto.
Yeah. They changed it from the book and the movie. I'm glad they did.
Mm-hmm.
It was good, though.
Yeah, it was a good ending.
Really good.
Yeah, it was a really, really,
really
good ending.
If you haven't been watching it on Apple, I would recommend that you do. It's really, really good.
Yeah. And we were kind of talking about that yesterday. We were like, well, because I had read that, all right, they're having a season two. And then we're trying to figure out, well, what's the direction? Are they going to wrap it up? How are they? And you kept saying, I think they're going to do it. What was the show you always talked
about? White Lotus.
White Lotus. You go, and I'm like, and so that's what I was saying when it ended. I was like, oh, okay. I could see now where the season two was going to go.
But it was one of those moments where the group message came in and I was actually like sighing in my apartment with Santo being like, I cannot believe he just did this.
No,
like,
I the twist at the end was good.
Oh, it was that was amazing.
The twist in the movie was the way they did it in the movie was better,
really,
than the way they did this twist.
Wow.
The way you discover who the person is in the Harrison Ford movie,
okay,
is better.
Oh wow, I didn't see the movie in forever, but the twist in the show was really good.
This is Cotto from Boston. Hey, Cotto.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So I cannot agree with Wiggy anymore. Like, I think that if you go to the bar by yourself or on vacation, like, you know, to each their own, everybody does their own thing. But it is just so weird. Like, I'm a photographer, and oftentimes I have to go, like, in between shoots and stop at a restaurant and eat by myself. And I literally feel so weird. I feel like everybody's looking at me, and, like, I find myself going on my phone, like, scrolling through random stuff just so I don't look like a weirdo. Oh.
Yeah,
right. I don't get this.
Because like, it's strange.
The thing about
Cotto is different because he's somewhere for work.
Yeah.
Right? So when I see somebody by themselves at a bar, I instantly think, not like Courtney, they're a prostitute, but I think, oh, maybe this person's there for work. So I'll give them a pass if they're sitting at a bar.
People like to go, like many people who are in a relationship and always go out to eat with their partner,
mm-hmm,
enjoy the opportunity to go out by themselves every once in a while. Like, there's nothing.
No,
I hate being alone.
That's stupid, Greg.
If I was at a restaurant by myself, I would have to have a book with me. I would have to be watching a TV show, or I would be taking the food to go.
Stay at home,
or order room service. Yeah. Like, I could never go sit somewhere alone. What do you do? Just look at the wall?
Right.
Look at the other people around you, and have a conversation with the person next to you if you're sitting at the bar. What are you doing?
If I'm drinking
alone for too long, I'm FaceTiming like everybody at my phone.
What? Oh, God, no thank you. I don't want to FaceTime anybody ever.
The only reason I don't do it is because I don't drink, but when I was drinking, going to the bar by yourself was a freaking blast.
Yes, 100%.
Especially with a smartphone. You can read a book, you can read a story, you can watch the game. Like, nobody knows how much you're drinking. It's a great day.
Yeah, but are you there for work? Like, if you're in a hotel for work and you go, okay, I want to go to the bar and have a drink and watch a game, I got no issues with that. But if you make it a point to say, hey, I'm traveling to Florida by myself to Orlando, whether it's Disney or not, and guess what? I'm going to pop into a bar because I'm here on vacation.
Even on work. Like,
that's strange.
I have only been into a hotel restaurant bar alone for work once, and it was because I was crying because I had a really bad roommate situation. This was years ago.
I didn't make you cry that
no,
time.
No.
I really hope at one point we could tell that story.
I think we could, but I mean, I'd have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody did. I got put in a room with someone who doesn't shower.
Mm. Oh, right. It's never a good thing.
Oh.
And I was away for a week, and I had reached my boiling point.
Jeez.
Yeah. When I traveled with this person, I would travel with, like, air fresheners for the room.
Yeah. Was it a girl or a guy?
Well, they wouldn't put me in a room with a guy.
Oh, wow. It was a girl?
Yeah. Damn.
Oh. It got bad. I went to HR.
Why didn't you just tell her? Why didn't you just say, hey, take a shower?
Well, no,
why didn't she shower?
I don't know. But I would have these conversations with my mom before all these trips, and I would be so anxious going into them. And so my mom, her advice was, before you shower every day, say, hey, I'm going to shower. You can go first. You go first.
Yeah, yeah.
And so every time we'd get back to the room, I'd say, you go first. And she would say, oh, no, I'm good.
Oh,
jeez.
Like, didn't travel with, like, a shampoo, conditioner, or razor.
She's like Mila Clunas in there. See, Ashton Kutcher, they do all that weird crap.
Well, the good thing is,
they don't watch the kids.
She couldn't return to the room unexpectedly and catch you off guard because you'd be able to smell her.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
when she's coming, from a mile away.
I literally went into the room. I there was one trip I stayed out all night because I couldn't go back to the room.
And then
I went. Yeah, I went into the hotel bar restaurant. I ordered myself a personal pizza and a half bottle of wine, and I cried in the lobby.
Why didn't you just say something to her?
Because that's so embarrassing.
Yeah,
like,
but the fact that you have to
did she come in the room and say, did you get anchovies on your pizza?
Oh.
And you said no? That's you.
It was bad.
You were like, damn, throw the seafood boxes out. She's like, seafood? No one has seafood. What are you talking about?
Disturbing.
I had a burger.
Really bad.
Yeah. No, some people just like to do things alone. Reese McGuire likes to be alone in his vehicle. Right. Nobody else. Oh. Nobody else there at any other time.
He gone.
Huh? All right. We're going to get today's Set It coming up in a few minutes. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Wiggy, everybody in Twitch saying that we're insecure. That's why we can't be in restaurants or hotel bars alone or travel by ourselves.
So. Also, how uncomfortable would you guess Craig Breslow would get if we ask about the trash talking last night directed at Reese McGuire?
I think it's important to ask.
I think it is important. It was a brawl last night during the Sox game. I mean, I think it has to be brought up.
Yeah, that Sox, the Sox dropped the series against the Rockies in a fiery final game in Colorado. 20-7 was the final score. And Rockies pitcher Cal Quantrill got into it with Reese McGuire following a flyout in the fourth when Quantrill seemed to reference McGuire's 2020 arrest for indecent exposure. Now, I'm not even going to say seems to anymore because it's as clear as day when you read his lips.
Yes.
Bench is clear. No one was ejected. Quantrill did talk about the moment after the game.
I recognize we were up by whatever we're up by, but you know, I celebrate when I get important outs, and he took offense to it. Some words were exchanged. It's baseball. We'll all move on. It's a hard sport. We work hard at it. We've battled all year long. We beat a good team today. I think that I'll never stop caring about the sport and putting my emotions out there. Do our best not to, you know, direct it at the other team. And I don't think I did that today. And it just is what it is.
Yeah. It's part of the game, especially if you know that happened to you. You got to know, like, people are going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, you have to know that. I mean, if you don't want it to happen,
right,
don't be sitting in a parking lot in your car applying pine tar to your bat. Like, I mean,
he was working on his different grip angles.
What sport do you think has the worst trash talking? Because I think hockey.
Hockey's pretty good too.
I've heard hockey players get really, really bad.
And we know basketball too, though. Remember the old KG and Carmelo? So anytime.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
The Sox now 1-5 since All-Star break. They're off tonight before welcoming the Yankees to town tomorrow. And the big news yesterday, Alex Cora and the Sox agreed to a 3-year extension for over $21 million. When it comes to Patriots training camp, Jacoby Brissett received the first team reps while going 10 for 13, while Drake May showed up 16 minutes early, finished practice going 6 for 10. When it comes to contract-related absences, both Judon and Godchow were full participants during the first session of the summer. And Northeastern Savings Bank is a leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thanks, Courtney. 70 degrees and cloudy. A little bit of showers around today. Afternoon high, a cloudy 82.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Believing that's okay. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kinda scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Shine, 1974, pretty good year for music. I like the rejoin theme. It's been a while since we've had a rejoin theme on this program. So
yeah, those were cool. I used to love when we did that.
Are you accepting DMs on 1974 songs?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Speaking of DMs, not the DMs, my DMs, Brittany, who listens to the show, says that she goes to bars by herself all the time.
Wow.
And she is in a relationship. Sometimes it is nice to just be alone and not have to talk to anyone. Wiggy says you're a weirdo,
yes,
Brittany. If you go anywhere by yourself, Wiggy has determined that you have psychological issues.
Well, don't you want to be by yourself? You say, I want to be by myself because I don't want to talk to people. But you go to a bar where people generally go, and they're going to be talking. Or they're going to be sitting next to you, talking to you.
Or the bartender will talk to you.
If you want to be by yourself, go see a movie. I got no issues with that.
Also, I don't know why people are so offended by us having this conversation. Again, I wasn't the one that said weirdo. I said I could never do it. But again, everybody on Twitch is saying I'm a bad person for saying weirdo.
It is weird.
Wiggy said you were a weirdo, not me.
It is.
I said I could never do it. But it's like, it's different strokes for different folks. I could never do it. Yeah, I have anxiety. I don't like to be alone. I like to be with other people.
Enough about Reese McGuire, too. strokes for different folks. Yes, what?
I would just like to introduce to the conversation going to games by yourself.
Yeah.
And a very nice gentleman would go to every Patriots home game by himself. He sat right in front of my dad and I. For years, we went to every home game. And he's the reason I stopped going to games. Because my dad and I would talk, whatever. We didn't see each other during the week. We'd catch up watching the game together. And he would turn around and inject himself into every single conversation. And it's like, dude, I have no problem with what you're doing, but I'm not talking to you. Well, I understand, like, a big play. What did you see? You're talking to people. Like, the people that go somewhere by themselves and then inject themselves into conversation are the worst of the worst.
That's because they don't want to be alone.
Right.
Do you see that 603 text on the Subaru of New England text line? Went on a Western Canada trip following the Bruins by myself. One of the best trips I ever had.
Following the bees, just going to this Curtis's guy right there. I mean, you don't want, because if you go by yourself, but yet you're talking to every single person, get a couple
See,
friends.
It seems like you're insecure and worried about what other people think of you.
Well, it is. I'm not insecure, but other people are definitely talking about
you. So that's why you wouldn't do it. Even if you wanted to go by yourself, you'd be worried about what people are saying about
you. I would be worried about what people are saying about me, but also I don't like to be alone. Like, one of my best friends went to Bali alone, did a full trip to Bali for like 2 weeks, and, you know, loved it.
That sounds amazing.
But there's the thing. If you travel somewhere by yourself for 2 weeks, nobody knows if you didn't like it because you're by yourself. You're never going to get home and say you were miserable because you want people to think that you had a nice time.
And it's got nothing about being insecure. Like, who gives a damn? I'm not insecure about anything.
Wiki's the most secure human I've ever met.
The fact, to me, it's just, I look at you, and I judge because you look weird. We always say that all the time. Look at the weirdo sitting by himself in the corner. Like, how many bodies are in that person's basement? That's who you become.
It really doesn't. I don't think that at all.
You're just strolling.
You're so judgmental.
No, you're just strolling. You're sitting at the bar, and every person that sits down next to you, you're like, hey, what brings you to this part of town?
All right, because you're there alone doesn't mean you need to, like, introduce yourself to every person at the bar.
But the vast majority of people that travel solo do so and try and talk to people that are not solo.
Right. I think that's more so the older people who travel solo do that.
No,
but people
me.
Like my age.
When I'm on a plane, Shime, and I'm alone, I'm that annoying person that's going to start a conversation with whoever's sitting
there. So then, Shime,
what's like, hi, where are you going? Are you going home or on vacation?
You never start a conversation until you've begun the descent.
Shime, then
that is my golden rule.
What's the purpose of sitting at the bar by yourself if you don't want to talk to people?
Because I like to go people watch. I like to watch other people do their stuff. So, like, I like to sit back. I like to have my beer, have whatever meal I'm eating, and watch other people interact and not get involved in it at all. Just be a witness to it.
Mm. Oh, very interesting. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's weird, but Wiggy does. So
I do.
All right. Anyway, we got on that topic because of my lead, which was that the Pew Institute has now determined for the first time ever, 1 in 4 adults in this country who are of Courtney and Shime's age and many of your ages will remain single by choice for their entire lives.
Mm-hmm.
25% of people will never get married, will never be with the same person.
Yeah.
Will just be single their whole entire lives. So, all right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
I just got a text from the hubby. Is this accurate? He says that you think it's weird that he likes to go to movies by himself.
Well, because sometimes it feels like he would rather go to a movie by himself than with me.
Yes, he would.
I think that's probably exactly what it is.
So, yeah, I think that's weird.
So that's the insecurity.
Yeah. I got no issues going to movies by myself.
Wait a minute. What?
That a movie's fine.
I get nervous when I see people alone at movie theaters.
Movie's fine.
A movie's Wiggy's 1,000% right. You're not. It's in the dark. That a movie date is so weird to me. You're not talking with the person you're going to the movie with because you have to be quiet for the duration.
Yeah. Santo gets mad at me because I will say, oh, I think this person did it, or this person's going to die.
And I'm like, that person. Yeah. Yeah. I'm learning that you're very annoying.
Yeah, you're one of those people.
You're a plane talker and a movie talker. Yeah,
wait
those
till
are the
not a full movie talker. Just like if I think of something, so we've come to the conclusion.
Santo, now who is that lady over there?
No, you have to be right. You have to call it first. You're totally one of those.
Yes, yeah. I need to call it first, and then. But we've come to an agreement that instead of me telling him who I think it is, I write it in a notes app in my phone so that he knows, so that I can say, see, I knew it.
You knew it. All right, where do you want to start, Shime?
I don't know how we pivot off of that. But
wait, how do we not know that you don't edit the note at the end to say that you were right?
Well, I don't. I just don't.
She's honest about it.
Yes.
Let's hear from Matthew Judon. He spoke yesterday following training camp and was asked about wanting a new contract.
Does it sound like you have a play on your current contract?
I mean, I got to, honestly. That's again, like, I signed a deal, my signature on it, so I got to play on it. Would I like to? No. Do I think that's my value? No. But again, that's not up to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that approach.
Hey, you don't like it.
So he signed the deal, and he's going to play,
right.
But he would like a new deal.
Right.
And so, I mean, the only issue probably is, I guess, age. I mean, I don't know. He's, what are we? He's
31,
32. He'll be 32
something like that
soon. So, I mean, would you extend him for a couple years?
I would probably say, hey, let's get through the first 4 games. And if you're the Matthew Judon we know coming off your injury, we'll definitely get something done.
Now, C.D. Lamb is not reporting to Cowboys camp. Would you want him if you could get him?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I would, if I'm CeeDee Lamb, I would not show up. Don't even risk it.
He's got to be a top five receiver in football, Wiggy?
Yeah, he's definitely like right up there with the Justin Jeffersons as far
as. So if you were willing to pay $28 million or whatever the number was to get a legit wide receiver, why don't you go and see if you can shake him loose from the Cowboys?
I would, if I were the Patriots and I was going after Brandon Ayuk, I would be going after Brandon Ayuk, CeeDee Lamb, and T. Higgins, all 3 of those guys. I would be saying, hey, we're willing to give up a first round pick. And I think CeeDee Lamb's the better of all three of those guys, yeah. So I would be all over him.
All right, what's next, Chime?
Well, speaking of Brandon Ayuk, Louis Riddick was talking about Brandon Ayuk and then seemed to just toss out the idea that maybe Elliot Wolf should give them a call. Here's what Louis Riddick said yesterday.
But look, if you're John Lynch, see, this is just the opposite of Dak Prescott. If you're John Lynch, John holds all the cards here. He holds all the cards, and you're right. He did say, if you want him, come talk to me, but it's going to cost you. Mm-hmm. And if I'm right now, if I'm Elliot Wolf up there in New England, I'm going, so what will it cost us? What might it be? Because Drake May sure would like to be able to throw to Brandon Ayuk. And we have some salary cap space. And we have some draft picks.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it seems like they did that, except they didn't offer San Fran what San Fran was looking for.
Right.
So they probably should have, like he said, okay, what are you looking for?
All right, what's next?
Well, next, let's hear from Alex Cora, a guy who has gotten an extension with the Boston Red Sox yesterday. That was the big news. Here was Cora talking about his new extension with the Red Sox.
What this organization means to us is the world. They trusted me from day one. I still remember that meeting in at the Palace in New York with Dave of the group. They doubled down on me in 21 after everything that happened, and you know, from 17, this is home for us. You know, people can speculate whatever, you know, and there were a lot of conversations in the off season, during the season, that this might happen or he wants to get paid, whatever. I just want to be happy and comfortable. This is a great opportunity for us to keep growing as a family, obviously to keep growing as a manager. You know, the baseball part of it, I feel very comfortable that where we at right now and where we going is what I want.
Okay. So you may be right, Courtney. Your lead this morning was that Alex Cora must have been told that they are going to be buyers by Tuesday, and that's why he was willing to do this deal. And it didn't have to do with the much when it came to the money. So, I mean, that's good news. That's good news for Red Sox fans.
Agreed.
If that's what it is. So you have Alex Cora for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a team that is on the, I guess, on the come up.
And he even said,
Wiggy would say,
he even said he knows how grateful he is for them giving him the opportunity, but them also sticking by him after everything that happened. So,
yeah. And you were on that
pretty
early, yeah.
All right, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next. A new survey has found who the rudest people in the United States are. And the news is not good for those of us who are massholes. So we'll get to that coming up during the news next.
It's time for
Formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrement?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked away? Nobody here really understands me.
That reminds me, this is an amazing occurrence. I had a cheese last night on a pasta that I've never had before. I thought I had had Chime. I thought I'd had every kind of possible cheese.
What kind of cheese was it?
Stragnola Peretta or something like that.
Oh, so
what?
Good.
Yeah.
I never even heard of it.
It's on, I went to the Red Fox, the new place in the North End with DMs, and it's on their rigatoni alla vodka.
It looked good.
And
whatever
it
you
is.
Posted.
I've never had that cheese before. How do wait,
you get that? Hold the rigatoni.
You're half Italian. Mm-hmm. How do you say it?
I have no idea. Never even
there's
got
to be somebody who's listening who knows.
It looked good though. I thought it was ricotta cheese when I first saw it.
No,
it is. They just call it that to charge more.
Could be that, Curtis. I don't know.
Is that a pecorino romano?
Like when they offer you Erico Vare?
I know.
And that's like
green beans.
Green beans. Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, highly recommend Red Fox, new place in the North End. The news, Courtney, where do you want to start this morning?
Joe Biden addressed the nation on camera for the first time since announcing his decision not to run for re-election last night. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
We are going to celebrate democracy by placing someone as the candidate who no one voted for in the primaries. That's how we're celebrating democracy.
And can we stop, whether it's George Bush, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, both sides of the aisle, if you are able to enrich yourself to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, you cannot call it service. Like, our politicians are no longer public servants. They are personal servants who happen to get paid by the public.
Well, President Obama, former President Obama, is expected to endorse Kamala Harris today as the Democratic nominee.
He's been pouting about this.
They got him to come around on that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. All right.
And then there were photos of notes written by Dr. Jill Biden saying, you know, put your eggs in Kamala's basket. That's not what she said.
That's what she said. Something like that.
Yeah, yes. Along those lines.
Okay.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to Congress yesterday. He didn't mince words when it came to his message to anti-Israel protesters, especially when it comes to the LGBTQ plus community and their support of Gaza. Mm. Here's what he had to say.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah, pretty good.
From Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Authorities investigating the assassination attempt on Donald Trump say that the gunman is believed to have Googled before the shooting, and he Googled how far away was Oswald from Kennedy. Here's FBI Director Christopher Wray.
On July 6th, he did a Google search for, quote, how far away was Oswald from Kennedy?
I don't buy it, Curtis. This 20-year-old kid knows about the JFK assassination. I don't buy it.
Well, I also find it to be fascinating that we've gone from he has no footprint whatsoever to he was Googling assassination attempts within a week.
Google it.
I don't know.
I think he actually Googled Hoss far away from JFK was Oswald, but they were able to figure it out.
They were, yeah.
I think he Googled how to get the attention of law enforcement before trying to kill the former president.
All right, interesting.
We go to your favorite island now, Greg, Nantucket, because a combative meeting with the Nantucket Select Board and Vineyard Wind took place last night. Manufacturing misstep is believed to have led to the wind turbine blade at the wind project breaking on the vineyard and washing up on the Nantucket shore. Here's Brooke Moore, the chair of the Nantucket Select Board on WCVB.
We demand 100% transparency from both Vineyard Wind and GE about exactly what occurred during the blade failure and exactly what chemicals and materials are in the debris that has washed up on our beaches.
Wow. People are all worked up over it. They should be, though.
Yeah.
You put those things out in the middle of the ocean without anybody who lives there's approval. And then they start breaking off and people are trying to go out and catch fish and do their boating, and they could run into a giant hunk of fiberglass, or they're just trying to swim.
How are they able to get that done, especially on a place like
the federal government? They do whatever they want.
Oh, so they were able to put them in the water saying...
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But I thought all the Nantucketites were all big people into that kind of thing. It's kind of like how people say they want affordable housing, just not in their town.
I think it's the summer residents, Curtis, not the regular everyday working people over there. Oh, yeah. All right, what else?
The town pool in Needham has been shut down down because someone brought a jar of salsa and it broke. Glass jar of salsa broke into the pool.
Who doesn't know no glass by the pool?
I know. Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
That is huge.
Was it caddy day or like what was going on over there?
Yeah, put it in a little plastic container to bring with you if you want your little snack.
Right.
That seems like an overreaction. Can't you just like clean it up?
Oh, no, Curtis. No, you cannot. State Senator Becca Rausch says it's going to cost the town $20,000 to fix.
Wow.
What?
She took to Facebook to say the entire community suffers both the loss of our pool and in the purse, all because one person decided to bring a jar of salsa to the pool.
It's always one person.
That's it.
Okay, but this seems like a massive overreaction.
Well, you don't want your kids stepping on glass.
So clean it up.
I guess it's in the water, so they probably got to take the water out of the pool.
Right.
So they poop in a pool, it's closed for a day.
Well, they got to suck that water
the glass,
out.
Glass, you can't see it. There's all the little specks.
That's cool.
She goes on to say, please do not bring glass to the pool. It's not hard to follow these and other rules. They exist for our collective enjoyment and personal health and safety.
There's some audio on this.
Glass shards of glass can float, and therefore they can go in people's eyes if they're not wearing goggles, or they can get swallowed. Reminder that no glass is allowed of any kind, or ceramic, like coffee cups. Nope, that has the same problem, so nothing breakable. Stainless steel is your friend.
I mean, don't they sell snacks there? You go to the. Do you have to
probably
bring your own?
Expensive, you know. You could probably get go to the dollar store and get a little Tupperware container, put your salsa right in there. But I mean, the nachos at the pool probably $6.
Yeah. Oh, you know, all the people in Needham know exactly who it is. Like they've all been gossiping.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I would say this: if you happen to be in Needham, top 5 bagel spot in the state of Massachusetts, Cafe Fresh Bagel.
Really?
Sensational.
What is it about the bagels, the bagels that you love over there?
They're just fresh. Like every day you go in there and they're warm, no matter when you're there. It's very popular. It's near the high school. It's right on Highland Ave. It's a great spot.
Well, those people should be banned for a year, I would say.
Agreed.
Salsa also, I mean, not really. Where was it on the list of the top 10 dips that we did? Was it even
high?
I bet it's probably high.
It's high.
Yeah, but
is
a
it
lot
a good
of
pool snack, though? I mean, spill it all over the place.
Yeah. You had it once on JetBlue. I remember that.
Did I?
On our flight down.
I don't remember.
The sauce had broken, so you were hungry.
Also, since we're on a 70s theme today because of the 1974 music rejoins, the airline food in the 70s was extraordinary. The food sucks on planes now. You can't get anything good.
I mean, all
what is that just about? Is that just about being cheap, Curtis?
Yeah,
it is everything. You know, look at. I mean, you should be happy the plane lands without some compartment falling on you right now. I would also say this though: douche move of all douche moves, bringing Chili's or some very smelly dinner onto a plane in this day and age.
Yeah, I know.
Fish. Don't bring fish on a plane.
I know.
Because nobody else can have any. It's very rude.
But they used to. When I was a kid, you get a full 3-course meal.
Wow.
With plates and silverware and everything.
Jesus.
That was like a Bermuda Air flight. They gave all of the things that Greg and I had on that flight on nice plates, nice glassware.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was an experience.
Yeah, we had a dark and stormy in a glass, like an actual glass.
With nice ice.
Yes, it was.
And then we had a nice blueberry muffin, I believe, warmed.
Yeah, warm blueberry muffin, like homemade by the flight attendant. All right. We got to take a break. We'll
flight attendant was giving Greg eyes the entire time.
Well, I mean,
Google eyes.
Can you blame her?
Was she a youngin'?
Is she a human?
She gave me like the dark and stormy, you know, over ice in a glass with the thing next to it. She put a little floater on top of Greg's.
Well, that's what he did at the pool in Needham.
All right, we will get to the rest of the news next.
It's time for
formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the parmesan. Drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up when I walked away? Nobody here really understands me.
That reminds me, this is an amazing occurrence. I had a cheese last night on a pasta that I've never had before. I thought I had had chime. I thought I'd had every kind of
possible cheese.
What kind of cheese was it?
Stracciatella Porretta or something like that?
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I never even heard of it.
It's on. I went to the Red Fox, the new place in the North End with DMs, and it's on their rigatoni a la vodka.
It looked good, and whatever it you is. Posted.
I've never had that cheese before. How do wait,
you get that hold the rigatoni?
You're half Italian. Mm-hmm. How do you say it?
I have no idea. I've never
there's
got
to be somebody who's listening who knows.
It looked good, though. I thought it was ricotta cheese when I first saw it.
No,
it is. They just call it that to charge more.
Could be that, Curtis. I don't know.
Is that like, a Pecorino Romano?
Like when they offer you Erico Vare.
I know.
And that's like
green beans.
Green beans, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, highly recommend Red Fox, new place in the North End. The news, Courtney, where do you want to start this morning?
Joe Biden addressed the nation on camera for the first time since announcing his decision not to run for re-election last night. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
We are going to celebrate democracy by placing someone as the candidate who no one voted for in the primaries. That's how we're celebrating democracy.
And can we stop, whether it's George Bush, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, both sides of the aisle, if you are able to enrich yourself to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, you cannot call it service. Like, our politicians are no longer public servants. They are personal servants who happen to get paid by the public.
Well, former President Obama, is expected to endorse Kamala Harris today as the Democratic nominee.
He's been pouting about this.
They got him to come around on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And then there were photos of notes written by Dr. Jill Biden saying, you know, put your eggs in Kamala's basket. That's not what she said.
That's what she said. Something like that.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Along those lines.
Okay.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke to Congress yesterday. He didn't mince words when it came to his message to anti-Israel protesters, especially when it comes to the LGBTQ+ community and their support of Gaza. Mm. Here's what he had to say.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming gays for Gaza. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC.
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah, pretty good.
From Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Authorities investigating the assassination attempt on Donald Trump say that the gunman is believed to have Googled before the shooting, and he Googled how far away was Oswald from Kennedy. Here's FBI Director Christopher Wray.
On July 6th, he did a Google search for, quote, how far away was Oswald from Kennedy?
I don't buy it, Curtis. This 20-year-old kid knows about the JFK assassination. I don't buy it.
Well, I also find it to be fascinating that we've gone from he has no footprint whatsoever to he was Googling assassination attempts within a week.
Google it.
I don't know.
I think he actually Googled Hoss far away from JFK was Oswald, but they were able to figure it out.
They were, yeah.
I think he Googled how to get the attention of law enforcement before trying to kill the former president.
All right, interesting.
We go to your favorite island now, Greg, Nantucket, because a combative meeting with the Nantucket Select Board and Vineyard Wind took place last night. Manufacturing misstep is believed to have led to the wind turbine blade at the wind project breaking on the vineyard and washing up on the Nantucket shore. Here's Brooke Moore, the chair of the Nantucket Select Board on WCVB.
We demand 100% transparency from both Vineyard Wind and GE about exactly what occurred during the blade failure and exactly what chemicals and materials are in the debris that has washed up on our beaches.
Wow.
People are all worked up over it. They should be, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you put those things out in the middle of the ocean without anybody who lives there's approval. And then they start breaking off, and people are trying to go out and catch fish and do their boating, and they could run into a giant hunk of fiberglass, or they're just trying to swim.
How are they able to get that done, especially on a place like
that? It's the federal government. They do whatever they want.
Oh, so they were able to put them in the water saying...
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But I thought all the Nantucketites were all big people into that kind of thing. It's kind of like how people say they want affordable housing, just not in their town.
I think it's the summer residents, Curtis, not the regular everyday working people over there. Oh, yeah. All right, what else?
The town pool in Needham has been shut down because someone brought a jar of salsa and it broke. Glass jar of salsa broke into the pool.
Who doesn't know no glass by the pool?
I know. Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
That is huge.
Was it caddy day or like what was going on over there?
Yeah, put it in a little plastic container to bring with you if you want your little snack.
Right.
That seems like an overreaction. Can't you just clean it up?
Oh, no, nah. Curtis. No, you cannot. State Senator Becca Rausch says it's going to cost the town $20,000 to fix.
Wow.
She took to Facebook to say the entire community suffers both the loss of our pool and in the purse, all because one person decided to bring a jar of salsa to the pool.
Mm-hmm. It's always one person.
That's it.
Okay, but this seems like a massive overreaction.
Well, you don't want your kids stepping on glass.
So clean it up!
I guess it's in the water, so they probably got to take the water out of the pool.
Right.
So they poop in a pool. It's closed for a day.
Oh, they got to suck that water
the glass,
out.
Glass, you can't see it. There's all the little specks.
That's cool.
She goes on to say, please do not bring glass to the pool. It's not hard to follow these and other rules. They exist for our collective enjoyment and personal health and safety.
There's some audio on this.
We do, right?
Glass shards of glass can float, and therefore they can go in people's eyes if they're not wearing goggles, or they can get swallowed. Reminder that no glass is allowed of any kind, or ceramic, like coffee cups. Nope, that has the same problem, so nothing breakable. Stainless steel is your friend.
I mean, don't they sell snacks there? You go to the. Do you have to
probably
bring your own?
Probably so expensive, you know. You can probably get go to the dollar store and get a little Tupperware container, put your salsa right in there. But I mean, the nachos at the pool probably $6.
Yeah. Oh, you know, all the people in Needham know exactly who it is. Like they've all been gossiping.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I would say this: if you happen to be in Needham, top 5 bagel spot in the state of Massachusetts, Cafe Fresh Bagel.
Really?
Sensational.
What is it about the bagels, the bagels that you love over there?
They're just fresh. Like every day you go in there and they're warm, no matter when you're there. It's very popular. It's near the high school. It's right on Highland Ave. It's a great spot.
Well, those people should be banned for a year, I would say.
Agreed.
Salsa also, I mean, not really. Where was it on the list of the top 10 dips that we did? Was it even
high?
I bet it's probably high. Yeah,
is it a good pool snack, though? I mean spill it all over the place.
Yeah. You had it once on JetBlue. I remember that.
Did I?
On our flight down.
I don't remember.
The sauce had broken, so you were hungry.
Also, since we're on a 70s theme today because of the 1974 music rejoins, the airline food in the 70s was extraordinary. The food sucks on planes now. You can't get anything good.
I mean,
is that just about being cheap, Curtis?
Yeah.
It is everything, you know. You should be happy the plane lands without some compartment falling on you right now. I would also say, though, douche move of all douche moves, bringing chilies or some very smelly dinner onto a plane in this day and age.
Yeah, I know.
Fish. Don't bring no fish on a plane.
Because nobody else can have any. It's very rude.
But they used to. When I was a kid, you get a full 3-course meal.
Wow.
With plates and silverware and everything.
Jesus.
Well, that was like a Bermuda Air flight. They gave all of the things that Greg and I had on that flight on nice plates, nice glassware.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was an experience.
Yeah, we had was it a dark and stormy in a glass?
Yes.
Like an actual glass.
With nice ice.
Yes, it was.
And then we had a nice blueberry muffin, I believe, warmed.
Yeah, warm blueberry muffin, like homemade by the flight attendant. All right. We got to take a break. We'll
flight attendant was giving Greg eyes the entire time.
Well, I mean,
Google eyes.
Can you blame her?
Was she a youngin?
Is she a human?
She gave me like a, the dark and stormy, you know, over ice in a glass with the thing next to it. She put a little floater on top of Greg's.
Well, yeah, that's what he did at the pool in Needham.
All right, we will get to the rest of the news next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.